Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Monster Watch. Our loud and local band of the week, Monster Wash. You want to find out where they're playing? You want to find out how to get their music? Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
You catch them at the Crocodile on June 8th for the Duke Evers album release show. Couple great bands playing at the Croc June 8th.
And Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, two great hours of all local music. Yeah, you like Pacific Northwest music, you're going to like Loud and Local Sunday nights at 10. You'll get to hear great bands like Monster Wash.
Friday, everybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's a long one. So, a long weekend. I mean, not a long
that's
Friday.
What she said.
Yeah, pardon me.
Sorry. Crazy.
Pretty decent weather for Sunday and Monday, too.
So, really?
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Perfect time to go see a movie then. Because I think that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Well, look at you, Mr. Memorial.
I figured it out what I'm going to do.
On? Tonight's bad, though, right?
Is it really?
Is it raining?
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Yeah. Then, even better time to do a movie then.
No, it looks like it's just going to be cloudy.
Oh, okay.
Good. Perfect weather for seeing Carrie Underwood tonight.
Yeah.
Are you doing that, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Carrie Underwood's a somebody.
Good for you.
Your wife, she wants to see her. We're
right
going to see her.
Nice.
And I'm okay with that.
Cool, man. That seems actually a lot of fun going out.
What do they call her fans? Underwoodies? What do they call her? I mean.
What?
I don't know. I mean,
Underwoodies?
I think I would mind me calling it Underwoodie. No, maybe I don't want to be an Underwoodie. Never mind. Yeah.
I'm sure a text will help us out with that one. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Index. Josh, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
I mean, they're not as awesome as Carrie Underwood, but tickets to see Alice in Chains.
Oh, good point, yeah. All right, well, it's the second best we can do.
Over at WAMU Theater, that's happening on September 20th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Alice in Chains, who are awesome.
Yep.
You get your tickets at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah!
For those playing home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
What you gonna do,
bruh? Nice. In the novel and movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry?
A towel.
Yes. In the game Miss Pac-Man, eating what fruit is worth 5,000 points?
Strawberry. strawberry, cherry, watermelon.
No! The correction fluid, liquid paper, was invented in what decade?
50s.
Yes! Who played the title role in the 1980 comedy Private Benjamin?
Private Benjamin. Pass.
What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Say that again.
What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Propane?
No.
Pass.
According to traditional rules, what color of poker chip has the highest value?
Blue?
No.
Purple?
No.
Red?
No. Which of the four Beatles was the eldest?
John?
No.
Ringo?
Yes. What pastime does Jeff the Dude Lebowski enjoy?
Pass.
In the Green Mile, what kind of creature is Mr. Jingles?
Cat.
No. 1, 2, 3, correct.
Oh, not a great day today, Jeff.
Not the best day.
I mean, he didn't drop a deuce at least.
But maybe Steve is just going to be carried up and Carrie Underwood and maybe won't answer questions correctly.
You're really going to go with this? You're really trying hard?
I'm trying really hard. I don't think it's going to work out.
Underwoos.
Hopefully he's got his Carrie Underwood panties on.
Underwoos?
That's what somebody suggested.
It's like Underwoos.
I like that.
Okay, yeah, I like that one.
So it's like, Steve, it's ladies' night tonight at the Underwood concert. That means super short bathroom lines for us. Not to mention hot women in boots. See you there.
Oh,
yeah, make sure you say hi if you see me there.
Right on.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. The country music women are.
Oh, yeah. It's like heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Underwoos. I'm still laughing about that.
I'll be wearing my underwoos.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In the novel and movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, what is the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry?
A squirrel.
No.
Number 42.
No.
A lighter.
No. In the game Miss Pac-Man, eating what fruit is worth 5,000 points?
Is that cherries?
No.
Crap. Strawberries?
No.
What the hell else is it? A pretzel?
No. The correction fluid, liquid paper, Apple? Was invented in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. Who played the title role in the 1980 comedy Private Benjamin?
Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Good movie.
What gas is the main component in natural gas?
Methane.
Yes. According to traditional rules, what color of poker chip has the highest value?
Color poker chip. I'm going to go black.
Yes. Which of the four Beatles was the eldest?
Ringo Starr.
Yes. Which pastime does Jeff the Dude Lebowski enjoy?
White Russians.
No.
Bowling.
Yes. In the Green Mile, what kind of creature is Mr. Jingles?
A bird.
No.
A tiger.
No.
A gorilla.
I don't know. You do not know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but you still win 6-3.
Yes.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry, Josh.
Sorry. Bites the dust.
Sorry, Josh, man. That's how it goes when you only get three right.
It's true.
Yeah, I feel more bad if it was like 6-5, but...
No, 6-3, I beat him.
You doubled him up. Yeah, you beat him. Does anybody know what fruit is worth 5,000 points in Miss Pac-Man?
Banana?
Banana!
Good job, Vic.
I forget banana is a fruit.
You forget banana is a fruit?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think it's a vegetable.
Why?
It's something in my own head.
Okay.
I don't know how that's been served with a meal like a vegetable in your life.
It's, no, you're right.
It's an ingredient in fruit salad.
I mean, but it's just not juicy. And I think of fruits as being juicy.
Have you ever had them fried with rice?
Delicious.
Mm. Yeah, plantains and bananas.
Mm-hmm. Plantains are not bananas.
But you can do both.
But they're not the same.
I'd rather fry a banana.
I'm not debating whether or not it should be a vegetable, but in my stupid head, I always think of it as a vegetable.
Yeah. All right, then. Does anybody know what kind of creature Mr. Jingles was in the Green Mile?
I can't remember.
A mouse or a rat?
It's a mouse.
Okay.
Yes, it's a mouse. And one of them
BJ's checked out on that one.
Checked out on the plantains. I'm checked out on everything.
Well, congratulations. Someone's in holiday mode.
I am. You're right.
And you did not know what the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry in a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Never seen it.
But that was one of the few that Josh did get correct. It's a towel.
Yeah, Steve, don't bother seeing it. You will not like it.
No.
You don't think?
No. It's British humor.
Yeah, you know,
mixed with sci-fi and just general weirdness.
Yeah. That's everything I love in movies.
Oh yeah, of course. thank you for bringing that up, Rev. Because tomorrow is actually Happy Towel Day.
Yes, tomorrow is Towel Day.
Celebrating Douglas Adams' great work, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the look on your face. This is why you can't watch that movie.
Why is it Towel Day?
It's part of the lore.
Yeah, it's part of the lore. Literally, because towels are the most important thing a hitchhiker can carry with them.
So May 25th?
Yes.
Exactly know if it's his birthday or why
I have
fans
no idea
celebrate
why,
it.
But
like, you know, May the 4th be with you makes sense because May the 4th be with you. I don't know the significance of May 25th for Douglas Adams. Is it his birthday or was that when one of the first book came out?
No idea.
In the series? I don't know.
No, I didn't put that much research into it.
I didn't either, unfortunately, but I know it is tomorrow, May 25th.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
Thank Caller you. 6, guess what you're getting? Tickets to see Alice in Chains at the WAMU Theater in September. Caller 6, 206-421-ROCK. Text us. Don't, just call us. 206-421-ROCK.
I saw something that I know you were excited to see.
What'd you see?
The Jeffersons thing.
Oh, you saw it? The All in the Family Jeffersons live show.
My wife, I was like, hey, we should watch this. She doesn't know anything about the Jeffersons or All in the Family. So I give her a little bit of a backstory. I'm like, you know, I hear this is really good. It's kind of fun to see actors perform without a net. And there's a bunch of names of people. We lasted maybe 4 minutes into that show.
Really? You couldn't do it?
She checked out almost instantly. No. Almost instantly. She's on her phone. And I'm just like, no, you know what? I'm going to keep going. Because I do have a little bit of nostalgic love for those shows. And man, it sucked.
Wow.
I mean, it's not fair. I only lasted 4 minutes, but the first 4 minutes sucked.
Oh. So was it All in the Family or the Jeffersons?
It was All in the Family. I went to the Jeffersons. Yet.
I had heard
the acting was really bad.
Was it really?
It just felt cheesy. I couldn't believe that Woody Harrelson was Archie Bunker. And I almost feel like he couldn't believe that he was Archie Bunker while doing it.
I thought it was an odd choice, but somebody told me they saw and thought he was spot on. But I am with you, Steve. I thought Woody Harrelson, really?
Mm-hmm.
But because Archie was a heavier guy. I mean, I don't know if Woody was heavy in this one.
No. And Archie just felt older and more of a curmudgeon. And Woody felt like he was trying to play an older curmudgeon. I don't know. It just didn't really connect with me.
Oh, wow. Because Carol O'Connor was charming in his own racist portrayal of an idiot.
Yeah.
He really was.
And then it was just like, after a while, I was like, I'm not really feeling this. And I know my wife was totally done with it. So I was like, I'm just going to have to cut my
I'll let you know. My wife and I are going to watch it, and we'll see if we can make it through.
Yeah, let me know, because maybe it gets better, and I just need to give it a chance without my wife.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
it's too bad, though, that they didn't capture any kind of magic that would make you want to stay, unless it's just too dated to do.
And it's on demand, so you don't need to. I know I guess they're replaying it on Saturday for those that want to check it out, but it's on demand as well.
Yeah.
And, dude, when they do have Carol O'Connor or Archie say some of the bigoted stuff that he says, it is kind of awkward to hear the crowd react because, you know, I mean, they follow it up always, you know, Meathead would have a great line to be able to follow it up and make you feel comfortable now to laugh at him being a bigot. But when he says some of the stuff, you're just like, oh, I forgot that that's how kind of that's where he went.
And let me tell you, when it came out, I mean, and Rob Reiner, who played Meathead, of course, and Rob Reiner, a great director, Meathead was, everybody felt that way. I mean, this was, you know, in the 70s, it wasn't considered unusual for these lines to be said. What was unusual was that we were laughing at a person like this as a way to say, dude, you are out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
But still, nobody said, dude, you are inappropriate. That's just the time.
Yep.
This did such a great job in shaping the evolution of our country. But 40 years later, I think people go, this is horrible. Like, I know, what is this?
And they had a nice little piece right before it even started with Norman Lear. Who,
yeah.
He's 96.
Yeah.
Man, he looks good for 96. And he, you know, it doesn't, you know, you think of someone 96 and then it's going to be like looking like they're having a tough go. He looked great. He sounded great. He had a great little speech about how, like, you know, a lot of this stuff still could apply to nowadays. And it was a pretty heartfelt message that he had. But one texter even says, I agree, Woody Harrelson, not a good choice for casting. But I did like the rest of it. And the Jeffersons was great. Jamie Foxx was great. So maybe I need to just fast forward to the Jeffersons.
That's too bad. It's too bad they couldn't find a better Archie Bunker. And of course, you watched The Neighborhood. I was wondering if you would see any similarities between The Neighborhood, because it's the reverse.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's the white dude moving into the African-American neighborhood, and they're going, oh, God, our whole neighborhood's going to go to hell because of this white dude.
Oh, there's a lot of race relations jokes done a more modern twist, obviously, because it's a different world that we live in, and certain things can't be said the way that they were back in those days.
It's too bad. I think Cedric the Entertainer, I mean, I wouldn't mind Cedric the Entertainer playing Archie Bunker. because he's good.
And he's great.
Yeah, see, I know he's the wrong ethnicity, but in this case, I wouldn't care. I get the idea. It would be funny to see an African-American do those jokes, but again, he's a good actor. He would be a better Archie.
No, I mean, Woody Harrelson's an awesome actor. It just didn't connect with me. And I'm a fan of Woody. I think Woody's, to the point where I'm seeing Carrie Underwood tonight. I mean, I'm that big of a fan.
All right, well, I'll let you know what
Someone
I think.
Someone says, trust your wife, Migs. It sucked.
Ah, it saddens me, but I can see that, for a lot of reasons it could. Yeah. Well, I'll check it out.
All right, cool.
I'll let you know what this old dude thinks about it. It is time now, of course, for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you let us know what you're thinking. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Como 4 News. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. This is your hour,
right.
Your show, your time. But do remember, while you have this, Steve does have a rule.
That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we got the gun. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Robert in Bellevue, you are on The Rock.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome, Robert. What you got for us, buddy?
All right. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan. I'm 47 years old. I still remember to this day my brother bursting in my room and taking off my Ice Cube rap CD and said, enough of this. Throw this on. You're going to like it better, and maybe this little substance will help it better.
That's always that's always helpful with certain music.
Yeah, and I grew, and I was like, wow, these guys are amazing, et cetera, et cetera. And I started collecting these books and started reading about it, and then what caught me, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this too, is that in the 70s, it seemed Jimmy Page liked young girls, and I'm talking the adolescent girls of like 14 and 15 year old, and it kind of made me kind of sick. I was like, wow, is this common in the 70s? Because I was just a kid.
When we think about some of the songs that were written, though, I mean, like Ringo Starr's You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine. I mean, then nobody batted an eye at stuff like that. And today, yes, it seems so creepy.
Right. It'd be like serious creep alert. Even Kiss with Christine 16.
Yeah. It's, Robert, it was, I will tell you this. And it was a different time because from a maturation standpoint, children of today, and I mean, I don't know if it's because of us lawnmower parents or whatever, but the sophistication level, the autonomous level, the maturity level of any child has been stunted compared to, I would say, the 70s, the 50s. And I think you can see that in the world of psychology and sociology. Children were much more aware and able to take care of themselves in those days than I think kids of the same age today. My therapist used to say that 26 was the new 21, meaning that 26 is when you are actually kind of an adult now, whereas it used to be 21 back in the 70s. So yes, it's creepy by today's standards. May not have been so creepy as far as the age is concerned, but as far as the lech nature of it, anytime a guy was lecherous towards any woman, it was a creepy thing. It's just, we had thicker skins back then, and then everybody sort of rallied around and said, hey, dude, what are you, some kind of perv? Shut up. And just, act like a gentleman. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, I was even reading a story about this, the whole Jimmy Page thing. I'm with you, dude. It's very weird. And even Steve said, if that happened today, obviously he would be in jail. But in the 70s, he was able to get away with being that kind of a creep.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think that's what the problem was, is the debauchery got to Led Zeppelin. And, of course, the abuse of drugs and the alcohol. And it destroyed the music later on. And I look past it. And now that I'm older and I look at it, and I don't have children, and I'd just be wondering what parents would be thinking about, wow, my daughter's dating Jimmy Page, but She's only 14 years old.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Lee Lewis, wasn't he involved?
I think it's a relative or something.
Yeah. I mean, and again, Howard Hughes. I mean, did he bring a 16 year old to dinner one time, like a fancy dinner? It's just, back then, they didn't look at age the way we do now. But I will tell you this, the intent also is what's creepy about Jimmy Page. It just feels like no matter what age they were, he just sort of didn't regard them as human sometimes. And that, to me, is just creepy.
They talk about creepy songs. One texter brought up a good one, too. 17 by Winger, which the chorus is so weird. He sings, "Daddy says you're too young, but you're old enough for me."
Yeah,
yikes.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, that was an anthem in the 80s.
It was an anthem. Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke, though, because I was still a Leadhead, and I'm Winger. Get out of here.
I mean,
Winger was very credible.
I'm telling you, it's the trouble people have with Michael Jackson. I mean, you take a look at this great artistic contribution, but you know, after that Neverland documentary, people are just like, oy, oy, oy. I mean, we always had the allegations, but now even more so. How do you separate the artist from the human, like the contribution from the human himself? It's a challenge. It really, really is.
There's certain artists that I just could never listen to again because of the stories you hear, and and you're just like, well, I love their music. Can I get past that? And there's some bands like that are on smaller levels, and I don't know I don't want to name check because I'm not sure if the allegations ever were found to be true or not. But I just have a bad taste in my mouth because those allegations were even out there.
I'm having a hard time with Louis C.K. for the same reason.
Oh gosh,
he's done some brilliant stuff, but man, oh man, to separate the art from the man, it's tough.
Well, it was like what he did was so messed up and creepy, and just, but then how he's handled it since then, I think he's just kind of gone off the deep end.
I know.
And it's like, I don't even, if I'm not saying, I don't know how I would react if he came out and was just like, you know, this is messed up, blah, 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 I'm doing everything I can to become better. But just the way that he's been in his recent stand-ups, it just seems like he's like just said, screw it, I'm just going to go even more ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I would love to get in his head and go, Louis, what are you thinking? How are you thinking you're the hero here with how you're doing this?
Someone brought up a very good text, and I think absolutely we should read it and bring attention to it. Can we take a second to remember what Memorial Day is actually about? A toast to our fallen military men and women. Thank you. Have a great weekend, guys, from Jonathan.
There is a confusion because Veterans Day, of course, honors everybody active and past, whereas Memorial Day are for the people who basically are no longer with us.
Right. I understand why people will get upset, though, if you still want to show some love for active and, you know, retired military, just because you care. And it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never been in the military, so I can't comment. I mean, maybe if somebody wants to let us know why it's such a big deal, maybe some sort of code that you and I are ignorant to. But I agree, if we're honoring anybody who served, whether they're living or not, I feel like that's respectable. I mean, we're being respectful.
And I just think about, people that fortunately are still with us that could quite possibly have not been because of the things that they were involved with, and it's just like, I'm happy that they're still with us, but absolutely nothing but love for all the military men and women that are no longer with us.
At least take a
moment this weekend. Please. I know everyone's having fun. You know, we all talk about our barbecues and whatever it may be, the big sales that certain stores are having and all that kind of stuff. But if you could just take a moment just to reflect on it, I think that would mean a lot.
And I would like to say this. Steve is right. And please, the people that serve and protect domestically and internationally, and that would be anybody in the military. Don't forget, of course, your local law enforcement. We know around here we've had some law enforcement folks lose their life because of the bad guys. And yes, look, there are bad apples. Human beings are human beings. You're going to have bad apples in every bunch. It's just called humanity. But the entire organization of servers and protectors, that's amazing what they do for us. They have, and the families of these people that know at any moment that, you know, something you and I never have to worry about, that our loved one may not come back because they're serving and protecting. Please, no matter how much of a protester, radical, evergreener you might be, remember that these people are making the ultimate sacrifice, and do not judge an entire group based on something, you know, a couple of bad apples, when the entire group is pretty honorable, pretty amazing, and this country wouldn't be what it is today, especially the fighting for the freedom of speech so you can do whatever you want. A lot of countries don't have that. They don't have free. Canada does not have freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Even though we think it's a cool country, you can't say what you want in Canada. They can actually arrest you for certain things you say.
They have Timbits, man.
They do have Timbits. So, like Steve said, please take a time, pause, and if you're a protester, can you at least show some love and understand the sacrifice that, these folks in the military and, the police make? Please. All right. I've said my piece. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more calls. We got more texts. Might be you at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Dick in Des Moines, you are on The Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Dick. What you got for us, buddy?
So usually I go to about 12 concerts a year.
Nice.
And I've got 15 this summer, and I am stoked.
All right, so what's some of the highlights? I'm hoping Pain in the Grass is some of the highlights. I mean, we got some shows.
Two out of three. Nice. I got two out of three nights, okay. Friday, Saturday. And then I got ZZ Top, Santana, Joan Jett, Heart, The Who. I mean, the list goes on and on. I'm stoked.
When are you going to go see a rock band, man?
Yeah, really. You've got some good heritage rock bands and some good acts there, man. That's some good concert.
So you've been going on average 12 a year. It's hard to say what's the best, but if you were going to say two or three of your top concerts of all time.
Collective Soul, right? It has to be.
I would hope.
Oh, wow. AC/DC was number one.
Was that the Tacoma Dome one?
Yes. Let's see. I would have been 20 years old, while back.
Oh, so really? So that far away, still the best one that long ago?
Oh, AC/DC was the best. I mean, they were amazing. And then I would say Green Day at White River last year.
All right.
Was really good. And then Tom Petty, of course.
Oh,
Roger
yeah.
Waters in Vancouver. That was a good show.
Steve, you never got to see Tom Petty, right?
No, man. And after he played, Safeco Field or T-Mobile Park now, but formerly Safeco Field, I remember thinking, next time he comes to town,
yeah,
I'm going to see him. And unfortunately, he passed since then and never got a chance to see him live.
So who are you?
I was there. I had the 25th from the stage. Oh, my God.
Man.
Amazing show. And he was a little sick, yeah. And the show kind of was but it was still amazing because it was him.
Yeah, it's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Yeah, the greatest. I mean, I have every record album he has.
That's one of those, I have, the Apple Music thing, and they have, these things called Essential Playlists. It's basically, a greatest hits of a certain artist, and every once in a while, I'll always just revert back to Tom Petty's Essential albums and records, and it's just so great.
So let me ask you a question, and because I learned this at the Rock and Roll Museum in Cleveland. Dick, what do you think of The Byrds, the old 60s group?
Oh, yeah, I got some of their records, too, their vinyl records.
All right, very cool, because I was very surprised to learn that Tom Petty was heavily influenced by them.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, you can. Once somebody brings it to your attention, you go, oh, yeah, I definitely hear that in there, which I want to bring up because, some people, our old buddy Bob Rivers did a blog talking about how I think it was Bo Diddley was upset that Led Zeppelin pretty much stole his music from him, and Bo Diddley didn't have any money really that much. But, in the world of art, I think if you love something, and then you do your own thing, you are going to have essences of what you love, but you're putting your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the idea of stealing or not stealing, and I think the Rolling Stones just gave back some songwriting.
To The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony.
And they, and it's just, granted, look, there are some things you hear and you go, okay, that is a complete ripoff. But with sampling today, and when people just loving what they love, art is always a little bit of this, but adding your own flair is what I think. I just think that's what art always has been.
I always love when people will be like, they ripped off from this person, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize, the band that you're talking about also ripped off of somebody as well. Like the whole Greta Van Fleet, Led Zeppelin thing. Like,
yes.
Don't get me wrong. They sound too much like Led Zeppelin, in my opinion. And I don't dislike Greta Van Fleet. They're not my favorite band, but I don't dislike them, and I'm not going to give them a heart. They're a young band. They're influenced by Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith as well. And I think over time, I like to see what they're going to be in 5 years, because when they get a little bit more mature and older.
Yeah.
But it's always funny when people get so butthurt about them ripping off Led Zeppelin, when Led Zeppelin, was known for ripping off the blues.
Yeah.
Granted, they put their own stamp on it, but no different than what Greta Van Fleet's doing. So it's... I'm willing to give bands a pass on that kind of stuff. If you wear your influence on your sleeve, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. I agree with you, Steve. I'm stoked for Greta Van Fleet. I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that the music they're doing, people love.
Right, it's rock music. And as a rock music fan, where nowadays it's not the most popular of the new crop of music. You know, I mean, obviously it's always going to be popular for people who love rock music, but on a pop culture level, it's nice to see a band like Greta Van Fleet being featured on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Where, watch Saturday Night Live any other week, it's not a rock band for the most part.
Agreed. 206
or a new rock band.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm with you on that one, Steve. Come on, man. Art is art, baby. Let somebody give their take. Let's go to Jared in Puyallup. Jared, you are on the rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares? What's up, Jared? What you got?
Hey guys. Hey, I know you guys touched base on Game of Thrones today, but I don't know if you guys heard they're doing like 3 or 4 spinoffs.
Well, I heard about that. I know they're doing a prequel. I didn't know they were doing that many spinoffs, but yeah, I do know there was at least one I'm aware of. Yes.
Yeah, they actually said they're going to do like 3 or 4.
Oh, damn.
I mean, they make way too much money not to do it, but just want to know, what do you guys would like to see for the other 3?
Jeez,
Angry Dragons, Thursdays on NBC.
I think people would like to see Arya's adventures because, spoiler alert, you know, she's going to go discover a whole new world that nobody knows about. Like, they've never been where she's going to go. So it's almost a Christopher Columbus-y kind of adventure, but you know she's going to kick ass. I think, and I like Maisie Williams. I've seen her in other stuff, so I would love to see a show based on her adventures. I think that would be fun. How about you?
Yeah, that'd be
cool. Yeah, so I think, Jared, that's where I'd like to go. You can't escape the internet, though. People are still butthurt about
mad.
They're so mad.
I'm going to say spoiler alert just in case someone gets mad at me.
Spoilers!
But I want to see Tormund and Jon Snow adventures because I could watch a whole thing about Tormund, but he can't do it himself.
You know what? If anything, it would give us resolutions to, like, why was Jon Snow brought back to life? Because that's the big question. It's like, I thought he was supposed to be special. Turns out maybe he's not. Maybe we get to see it in a spinoff.
And Tormund's like this big Viking guy who's just filthy and loud. He just wants to have sex and drink and fight, and he's just hilarious. Yeah,
I'll watch his show.
Yeah, he's a barbarian. He really
what about
is.
Was Dinklage's show guy?
Oh yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, little person, big dragon.
Okay,
watch that.
Right, that's the
I
show.
Would so watch that.
That's HGTV.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no doubt about it. Peter Dinklage, man. Yeah, it would be fun to see a Tyrion show. He's always been fun to watch.
His show would all be about going to brothels because that was his big thing in the show. Is he like
perfect
right, ladies Steve. Of the night?
Yeah, he did.
He'd be like, what was that cat house show?
Yeah, and he also liked to drink. He loved his wine.
So it says, go back to the whole Greta Van Fleet and Led Zeppelin thing. I'll have to find this interview. Someone says Greta Van Fleet said in an interview that Zeppelin had zero influence on them. LOL. If that's the case, they need to just own up.
How could that be the case?
Like, look, I don't think it's fair that people are crapping over a band because they have a certain sound that is influenced by a band. But don't act like as if that's not who you've been influenced by.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, Led Zeppelin has been played, I mean, on the radio for decades. I find it hard to believe that they never ever heard of it and just came up with that on their own. That's so
you're
hard
telling
to
me
believe.
Your drummer just happens to have the exact same style drum set, plays the same way as John Bonham. It's just a happy coincidence.
You think they're being ironic?
I hope
Back in 2018, they said that they weren't overly influenced, but recently they put out another one said that obviously we hear the similarity. They were one of our influences.
Okay, thank you.
But let's move on.
Fair. Yeah. I can understand that.
Well, that's multiple answers we're getting from these guys. I love it.
I think they try to deny it and hope that people would just accept that they didn't. Mm-hmm. But then people are calling them on their BS. Like, look, fine, we were influenced by them, but let's let it go.
I would embrace it. See, that's not the way to answer those questions.
They're young. They don't know.
Yeah, that's why I wish they would listen to somebody, get some mentors. Because if you go, dude, you're right. The Led Zeppelin was a great band, and we loved everything they do, and we hope that what we're doing is an honoring of their thing. Who can get mad at them with that kind of answer?
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer that they haven't figured that out.
We have a text. I need your help, BJ.
All right, well, what can we do?
It says, BJ, I need your help. Last night, my wife of 3 years, we've been together for 10, admitted to me that she cheated with someone at her work. We have a son, a life, a house, and a dog together. Of course, I still love her, but is there any way of coming back from this? It was a great birthday present.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
Ow.
Yeah, dude, I'm so sorry. This sucks.
Chocolates are a way better gift than that.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Even, you know what, Starburst, and I don't like Starburst, but I would have taken that as a birthday present.
Yeah.
On his birthday, that's what she said?
Apparently, or around his birthday.
Okay. First off, I'm going to say this. I'm going to call out all the women. All the single ladies. I'm going to call out all the women. You know, first off, that is BS. To come right to your dude and do that. That is BS. I you know, if you really, really want to be helpful, and look, this is the other way around, too. If a guy wants to confess to his woman, the most responsible thing you can do is say, look, let's go to counseling and bring it up there. Bring it in an environment where everybody can be nurtured and you already have a foundation of trying to fix this relationship. Newsflash, human beings cannot navigate this crap alone, especially in 2019. You can't. It'll be a disaster like that just happened to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am... So, dude, get yourself a counselor because you want to make sure that your life is not ruined by this. You and a counselor will really help you process this. It is well worth the money. When you get an injury, you go to a doctor. Right now, you have an emotional injury. Go find somebody, please. And your wife is a jerk. That's all I'm going to say, because it's a jerk for you to break that kind of news to anybody without a proper environment, which I think would be in the place of a counselor. You go to a couples counselor, then you admit that kind of a thing. I really think that's what you have to do nowadays.
Really? So you think to admit it in with somebody in the room?
Yeah, because if you really want to fix it...
I'm not downplaying it. I've never thought of that, but that's an interesting take.
If you want to fix it. Now, if she doesn't want to fix it and just wants to end the relationship, well, which then you know, it doesn't matter where you do it because you just want to end the relationship. But if you really care, go to a counselor. See, she could have gone to a counselor her own, said, look, I did this. I want to break my husband. I want to fix this. And the counselor would have told her the best way to go about this. That's you go to somebody. It's so cruel just to...
Yeah.
We're not capable of handling such news like that, especially us guys, where we will view this as perhaps the worst thing you could do.
Now, going with his question, do you think that there's still hope?
I do, if he goes and gets help and then she's willing to go along and get... He'll have to go to his...
They couldn't fix that on their own.
No. You got to get your own person, dude. Then you also have to get a separate couples counselor. I know it may be expensive, but man, there's hope if you go about that system.
Does it make it better or worse if there was alcohol involved? Because we've all been to those work parties where we've seen our coworkers get a little too smashed and then they're a little handsy all of a sudden.
Yeah, a couple fireball shots. Next thing you know, Joe's hand's in my pocket.
Luckily, we were able to nip that in the bud.
Right. I went to a counselor and told my wife about that, and she's like, oh, it's Joe. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, again, if you're getting so plastered that you are doing stuff, then you got to go to a counselor and go, why am I getting so drunk that I was that inappropriate, and now my wife or husband's pissed at me? You know, because at some point, you kind of know what you're doing unless you're blackout drunk. And if you're getting blackout drunk where you don't know that you're cheating on your spouse, then go see somebody, because why are you getting that blackout drunk? I mean, you know.
Somebody says there's a reason his wife came clean to her husband. He needs to find out. If she's pregnant and not sure who the father is, she's dropping this so that the pregnancy announcement isn't so tough. Christina from Auburn. She's writing an extra layer.
Yeah, again, Christina, even if you're right, Christina, that doesn't actually mitigate what I said. Go talk to professionals. All this stuff can be handled in the best way possible. Don't try to make stuff up in your head.
I got to side with some of these textures on the part about the birthday, because one person says that was calculated. Open up the lines of communication, get down to the root of that. Another person on his birthday, she is bailing. I feel like that's such an awful way to break the news. Not that there's a good
way. Can't disagree.
But when you pick a day that's supposed to be a celebration of that person's life, and now you have ruined that day.
It feels like she wanted to hurt him.
Yeah. For the rest of his life, he will always remember when it's his birthday. That was the day that I found out that she cheated. Even if you guys fix this.
Yeah, it's a very cruel thing. I agree.
That day now sucks for him.
Totally agree. That's why I don't think she wants to stay.
Yeah.
Because that's why, and this is why I'm telling you right now. And I'm especially speaking to the women. Because guys will listen. Guys will get advice if they can. But ladies, you're supposed to be more emotionally evolved than we are. That's what Oprah told us so many times on her friggin' show. So when you act like an emotional a-hole, which sometimes can happen with some ladies, I'm going to call you out on it. I am definitely going to call you out on that. You know what to do. You know how to be kind to people, even with the worst of news. So don't use any excuse. You're being a jerk. You should go get counseling yourself, then go have a nice environment to break that kind of news. And if you don't, ladies, and anybody in the sound of my voice right now that's in the middle of something like this and you're a female, you know I'm right. And this is where the good father in your life would take the daughter who's being inappropriate and sit her down and go, young lady, go to your room until you learn how to be nice to people, which we don't have enough of in society today. That's what a good father does. Tells his daughter, you're being an emotional brat. Stop doing that. And if it doesn't get done early in age, women can really turn out to be jerks. And it's like the whole Mean Girls movie becomes their whole life. And you just, that's why good parenting on both sides, father and mother, really works on the daughter and the son. And we don't have enough of that now either, Steve.
Yeah.
I blame Joe because Joe gets drunk and this is what happens.
Yeah, it's fair.
Gets handsy.
Thanks, Joe.
Bad parenting.
Wow. Someone says that wasn't his hand in my pocket.
Oh.
Hot take.
Wow. Was it a cigarette? You know, because that's Alanis, you know. No? Okay. No. You have to listen to the song again.
I have it in my pocket.
Wow. I feel like I'm at a show. It's like, I feel like
Alanis, is that you?
Wow. Thank you. All right. Here's a big question for you.
Thank you.
What do Ryan Castle and a bathing suit have in common? You know I'm going to tell you. Do that at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a bathing suit have in common?
I'm a one piece.
Oh, yeah.
Currently, hope to never be a two piece.
Yeah. I hope not. Don't go see any magicians.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Because, the saw in half thing. Yeah.
One says women are lying, cheating, whores, and then that's a different.
Oh, that's a whole different
earlier
thing.
Subject. That has nothing to do with this topic.
Somebody's a little.
Yeah, somebody's better.
Someone says I'm traumatized from seeing Steve and both.
Oh, yeah.
They both hold Steve's package.
Yeah, they do.
And they both cradle Steve's junk.
Oh, he's a cradler.
That's why he calls me the old banana hammock.
Yes.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah. RC the BH.
Uh huh. Well, guys, I got something for both of you because I know you guys want to be beach ready. Pornhub just announced that they're selling a new product for men. It's a bathing suit that's designed to hold down and hide your junk when you get a little excited. If perhaps maybe the view is appealing to you. It Lycra will keep things contained without being painful or strangling you.
So what's creepier, having a showing excitement moment or wearing a bathing suit that says Pornhub on it?
And how hard are you staring at people at the beach that you're going to get,
Sometimes it's the jets from the hot tub.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that I know.
Steve, right. It's a perfect price for you, though. $69.69. Go check it out.
This is a joke.
No, it's not. I'm going to buy it. Ryan Cass is up next, and he's up with a morning 12. Well, he shouldn't be up. He's got a bathing suit on. You know what he's doing.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Of course, that doesn't always go well. As we know in your house, when people dress as Santa, they get their ass kicked by your father.
Yeah, Uncle Frank got his ass kicked by my dad.
There you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
In all fairness to my dad, Uncle Frank didn't warn us that he was going to come in as Santa Claus and just start handing out stuff.
I love the New York attitude. The time of year where if somebody comes in your house, okay, they're dressed as Santa. They're probably benevolent. I mean, you know what I mean? But no, not in New York.
It's like, who the F is this?
You are going to die, Santa.
The New York. York Christmas Carol. I saw Daddy punching Santa Claus. It's
very true.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney in the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.